Ladies and gentlemen, here's the show everybody has been waiting for, The Gadget Professor. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce you to the professor himself, Don Bain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am The Gadget Professor. I'd like to welcome everyone to our episode tonight. We have a very cool digital camera, a Canon camera. In fact, it's a Canon Vixia HFG10. Wow, what a piece of machinery. But before we get to that, I'd like to invite everybody, if you're not already subscribed to The Gadget Professor, now's a great time to go to thegadgetprofessor.com and click on the, there's like an orange box there where you can subscribe to the show. The show comes out every Thursday evening. On occasion, it comes out Friday morning, but for the most part, we try to get it out every Thursday evening, and we are based in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area. So it comes out, I try to put it out around 10 o'clock at night on Thursday, and to subscribe, you just basically click on the subscription button that says The Gadget Professor, and that will put us pretty much, give you the RSS feed for any device that you may have, and you'll automatically get the show. We can be seen on pretty much any type of glass surface that you have, your Droid, your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod. If you still have a Zune, we can be received on that. If you're even running Linux, you can watch The Gadget Professor. We are on the BoxyBox, and we are very honored to have our own channel on the Roku box. So if you have a Roku, you can easily find The Gadget Professor and let me put you to sleep at night. I can bore you to death and you'll be out cold watching The Gadget Professor. So my wife once said to me, I'm glad that you're doing The Gadget Professor so I can watch it in TV and bed and finally turn you off. So there you go. You also probably want to get the show notes. That's very easy to do. Again, you're going to go to thegadgetprofessor.com. And you'll see where we talk about each week what The Gadget Professor is talking about. And right below that, you'll see the newsletter. You want to subscribe to the newsletter. Really, that's going to help you find all the information that we talk about on a weekly basis here, all the URLs, all the websites, any type of information that I am discussing, you will find in the show notes. It's hot linkable, so you just click on the piece that you are interested in, and it will take you right to that page. So that's a good thing to do, to subscribe to the show notes. And on occasion, we have a surprise episode. I know we did that for the Black Friday. We had an episode go out early so we can keep appraised of what gadgets and what the bargains were for Black Friday. So you really want to subscribe to the show. Please email me. Email me 24 hours a day. I love getting emails, and we get a lot of comments on the show. And email address is very simple. It's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Email me about your favorite gadget, a bargain that you may know of, or something that you think our audience would be interested in. I'm very happy to take a look at pretty much any type of gadget and do a little episode on that. So if you have comments or negative comments, that's fine. I can take it. Feel free to email me at any point in time about comments of the show or suggestions for future shows. I welcome all that information. We also can be found on Twitter. We tweet quite a bit, several times a day, actually. And if you're interested in any type of gadget, that's the place to find information about what's new and cool. So that would be @GadgetProfessor. So if you're on Twitter, just go @GadgetProfessor. So pretty much we're connected, so you should be connected too. Now, let's get into today's device. As I mentioned, it is a movie camera, a video camera, and it's called the Vixia HFG10. This is one heck of a piece of machinery, let me tell you. Let's go to the website. We'll actually go to Canon's website and take an overview of this Vixia. This is what it looks like size-wise, and I have the door opening and closing here. That's your viewfinder. We'll talk about that in a minute. So it's nice and compact. It's light. Feature-wise, this is packed with every feature a video enthusiast could ask for. The Vixia HFG10 flash memory camcorder is Canon's new flagship consumer camcorder, providing the ultimate in HD video performance and quality. It incorporates a 32 gig internal flash drive, as well as dual SDXC compatible card slots. It delivers exceptional storage capacity. Now think about it. When you get this camera, right out of the bat, you can plug it in, charge up your battery, and you are recording on 32 gigs of internal flash drive memory. Awesome. You have the ability to plug this directly into your computer via a cable that it comes with. It has a USB to a mini USB port. You can plug it right into your camera, and what's nice about the flash cards is you can literally drag and drop your information. The old cameras that used to have the tape, they were just a pain because you'd have to run the tape in real time to transfer it to your computer to edit it. So what's nice about the SD format, if you will, is that one, there's 32 gigs already in this camera, and you also have two other slots, and the beauty of it is you can literally drag and drop it onto whatever machine you're working on. So that alone is a great feature to have. 32 gigs internal plus two extra slots, and we'll take a look at those slots in a minute. So let's take a little bit further look at what this has. This records in full HD 1920 by 1080 video. The Vixia HG10 features a genuine Canon 10X HD video lens, the 35mm equivalent of a 30.4mm lens, 304mm essentially, with an 8-blade iris for smooth background blur and dedicated manual focus ring for enhanced control. The automatic focusing on this is just fantastic. I really, really am impressed with it, and I'm very impressed with the low light ability of this camera. It shoots great in low light, which is nice. So if you have birthday parties with the candles on, this is the baby that you want without question. It boasts, it boasts Canon's HD CMOS Pro image sensor, which is one of the best out there. It provides outstanding video resolution, superb low light performance, and a wide dynamic range. It has a 3.5 high resolution touch panel. Here's the panel. We'll take a look at this at camera too, but it's also interactive. You can actually touch this and bring up functions, which I'll show you in a minute. This display provides a large, crisp display and easy menu navigation, and advanced features such as an improved built-in microphone and a native 24p recording for that cinema photography look, that cinema look. And its fully manual control provides the discerning user with an extensive level of creative management. If you go on the Canon webpage, I'm looking at the overview. It lists very clearly all the features, the high quality stunning image, the flash memory, the dynamic range. If you go under the specifications, you'll find more specs than you want to know, and it's like almost two pages long. So let's take a look at the camera itself. Mike, are we positioned okay to take a peek at this right now? Yeah. Okay. Basically here we have this closes, obviously, and opens. And this is your viewfinder, and it rotates so that you can have a good viewing angle, if you will. And I don't know if you can see that on the camera, but you're probably going to see my shirt there. And the zoom is located here, so you have the telephoto and wide angle zooming capability. What's nice about this, as I mentioned before, is right here in this chamber, there's a little door here, and if you slide it open, you have the ability to put in 1, 2 SD cards. That is just phenomenal. Now, when you're dealing with the SD cards, people, what you want to make sure that you do, and sometimes it's not mentioned in detail, is you want to use a Class 10 SD card. And that's going to look like this. This particular card is a Patriot Memory 32 gig. And right on the side, it says Class 10. The higher the class, the faster the ability will be to write to the card. If you're using a Class 2 or Class 4 and trying to do high def, it doesn't have the ability to write the information quick enough. So whenever you're using digital high def equipment, you want to make sure that you have Class 10 devices. So you can have a 16 gig card, you can have an 8 gig, but you always want to make sure it's Class 10. As you know, I own some Nikon cameras. They're all high def cameras. Every single one of those cards that I have, no matter what the gigabyte is, they're all Class 10. So you want to remember to use a Class 10. Also, those 32 gigabyte cards run about 40, $50. I saw one on sale at Fry's. It was at Kingston about a week ago. $27. You had to have a rebate, of course. It was $50, but the bottom line was it was $27. Great deal. So anytime you see a 32 gig class 10 card for under $50, that's a good buy. So let's get back to the camera there. I got carried away on those SD cards. So I'm going to close this this slot right up now. And let's take a look at some of the other features. I'm going to kind of look backwards and upside down here, so hopefully we can see this. But if you click the function mode here, you have zoom, you have decorations, you have a video snapshots, and this is really cool here. It's the story creator. So when I click that, this brings up an internal menu right again on the viewfinder here, and I have travel, and what it does is all different topics, and it actually tells me what I should be shooting, and I can edit this. So what's nice about this is it will actually allow me to shoot a video and tell me what I need to shoot and help me in the editing process of that. Now on the top here, I'm going to now click it from the auto mode. I'm going to put this into the cinema mode, and this is that 24 frames that we were talking about. And again, the viewfinder comes up. It's a beautiful viewfinder, very high quality. This rotates so you get a, you know, a good angle view from wherever you're standing. If I hit the function key, this is really, really cool. What this brings up is white balance, focus, so on and so forth. And let's see here. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to go to filter right now. This says filter. I love this feature. Right now, it brings up in color different cinema photography modes that I can go into. So this one is standard cinema. If I click this, I can bring up, again, I'm looking upside down and backwards. Oh, I can scroll. Thanks, Mike. I didn't realize this scrolls up and down, but you have your various filtration cinematography types of effects. So if I want to get like a stardust effect or a black and white effect, you have all these to choose from, and the camera automatically will go in that mode. That feature alone will make your video just look highly professional. I really, really like this camera. It's lightweight. Of course, they have the manual setting, and you can put this into any mode you want merely by clicking the little button here on the top. So this is the cinema mode. I have a manual mode, and I have the automatic mode. Battery basically plugs in the underneath side here. It comes with the charger. It comes with the AC cord. The start and stop button is here. Nice rubber cushion, so it softens the plastic blow to your eye because it's cushioned with a nice, very thick, professional rubber eye cup there. On the side, you have the light that says on, off for charge. You turn the camera on and off here with this power switch right here. To put the camera into record, start and stop. There's a very large silver button here, very convenient in terms of the ergonomics of it. On the top, you have two microphones, the left one and the right one. That's great. It comes with the lens hood, as you can see here. Obviously, with the lens cap, you have the ability to certainly put this on a tripod, so if you want to do some close-up stuff or some action material or you just want to pan, it will do that. Not much else that this doesn't have. You have custom settings, autofocus. It's very light. The zoom ratio is 10x, 4x to 200x in the digital movie. Your focal length is f4 to f4.25 to 42.5. It's a 35 millimeter equivalent in terms of your focal length. The maximum f-stop is 1.8 to 2.8. So it's very, very good in the low light mode. It does a fabulous job with that. I'm just looking through the specs here. For so many things to go over here. The zoom speed is variable and constant, fast or normal or slow. So you can actually set this camera up if you want fast zoom or slow zoom. You can actually preset that so that when you click the zooming feature, which was right here, it's very easy to get that slow zoom or that fast zoom. You can all preset that. Again, a great feature, and a lot of the cameras today do have that. It has smart autofocus. You have the ability to tap into the camera itself. If we go back to camera two, right underneath the holding strap here, there are three connectors, if you will. There's the USB, the HDMI out, and the remote. The device does come with its own remote control and a battery. You also have the ability to put an accessory remote control on it, but this is the remote control that comes with its own battery, and that's obviously wireless, so that works well. Now, one of the only beefs that we came up with on this particular camera was the component out cable. This camera runs about $1,300. You can Google it. You may find it for more. You may find it for less. But that's roughly the street price, the $1,300. With that, you get everything that you need. You get the battery. You get the battery charger. You get the power pack, obviously, that you can run the camera on AC with. And you get pretty much all the cords. You're going to get your remote control, your lens cap, your lens hood. You will get the connecting cord that goes from the camera to the USB that would connect to your computer. And you also get, which is unusual for most cameras, you get the HDMI cord that connects from your camera directly to your HDMI. So if you have an HDMI TV set, you can come right out of this camera directly into the TV set. So that's also very cool. The only cable that you don't get, and it just boggles my mind, maybe because most people don't use it, but in the business that I'm in, I use it all the time. It's this little cable. This is not included with the camera. And this is basically the mini USB to the breakout cable for your composite, which is your red, green, and blue. So if you have any devices like a TriCaster or any type of a video recorder or device that takes in a red, green, blue, you will not have this cable. So this cable runs about $25. And we were hoping that we could plug this camera in today and run it live for you through our TriCaster, but we did not have this cable available till someone just whipped it to me right before I started to broadcast. And the issue that we have is this particular cable that he bought in is only 3 feet long, if you will, and my TriCaster is kind of at the other end of the studio, so I can't plug it in. But we will run some footage of this camera, and we'll actually show it to you in one of the upcoming episodes. We are very pleased with it so far. As a matter of fact, we plugged this camera into our TriCaster, and you would have a hard time if you didn't know which camera is which discerning this particular model, the HFG10, opposed to our $15,000 very high-quality Canon camera. You would have a hard time telling the difference. It's that good, people. So I highly recommend it. We're very pleased with it. We'll run it through its paces a little bit more and get you some actual footage, and maybe one of the next shows we'll actually use this camera, and I'll switch back and forth between our $15,000 camera and our $1,300 Canon camera and let you actually see the difference on a broadcast quality studio rig like the TriCaster. So that will be very interesting. So from all of us here on the Gadget Professor, I wish you adieu, and I will see you next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.